So Mr. Rath, could you introduce item 20?
We are moving on to the executive officer's report. Again, an informational item, no vote necessary. It's item 20. Okay, so part one of the executive officer's report is a traditional list of 401 water quality certification applications received and then certifications issued for the period of October 20th through December 15th, 2016. And hearing no questions, I'll go on. Okay, so part two of the executive officer's report is the status of the Upper Yaugas Creek Flood Protection Project. This is a flood control and stream alteration project in southern Santa Clara County. The project would modify approximately 11 miles of Yaugas Creek, including broadening and deepening of channels. The project also proposes diverting flow from Little Yaugas Creek into Yaugas Creek. Overall, the project is designed to improve fish habitat and passage, improve riparian habitat, reduce need for channel maintenance, and stabilize stream channels, in addition to flood protection. There are several attached figures I'll call your attention to that provide locations of improvements and other components of the project at the back of the executive officer's report. And they're nice color figures. The item also summarizes some of the remaining issues and challenges for staff on this application. And then procedurally, staff has been working extensively with the Santa Clara Valley Water District, the proponent, to maximize the water quality and habitat protection and restoration included in this project. It is also our intent to issue this via standard certification under my signature. I'll call your attention to a letter from the City of Morgan Hill in support of this project that was included, came in late, and is included in your folders. And with that, we're happy to answer some questions on this. I want to know that John Rohrbaugh and Phil Hammer are both in the audience right now to answer any questions.
I just have a comment. Hey, hold that comment.
No.
We discussed this for a good while during the briefing, so thank you, staff, for answering the questions. And as before that briefing started, I still feel very uncomfortable about this project, but I understand that it has no opposition, and I understand that it needs to happen for the urban needs of Morgan Hill and that area. And I just want to say thank you to staff for doing all you can, all you've already done to make this a better project, and all that you can do to make more progress on those six items that you're continuing to work with the district to achieve. Thank you, Chair.
Okay.
Please continue.
And part three of the executive officer's report provides the board an update on the Buckley Road area TCE investigation. This update summarizes well sampling information, the results from soil, gas, and groundwater sampling on the airport property, and our requirements for three property owners along Thread Lane to conduct further subsurface investigations. Staff also recently provided an update to the community on the status of the Buckley Road area TCE investigation via both our LIRIS email list and our Buckley Road webpage. And I'm happy to take questions. And we have, as you know, Taya Tryon and Dean Thomas here to field questions on that as well.
Mr. Johnson?
So if I understand correctly, the your report, basically testing our kind of, we were initially looking to county airport operations as the logical source of the TCE contamination, and there was no smoking gun. Has that been fairly well disproven by the investigation that's been done so far? Or is it simply we were not able to prove it? Where are we at?
Based on the many technical factors, I am very confident that the county airport is not the source of the trichloroethylene. Which chemical again? Yeah.
Okay, I'll take very confident as opposed to proven.
Yeah, I mean, we put in, you can kind of, based on the geology, we know where, how the groundwater flows. We put in groundwater samples, collected groundwater samples. There's not even a detection of the TCE up gradient from where we know that there are TCE concentrations.
So now we're widening our net and looking to three other businesses that we think are potential sources? Is that what's going on?
No, we're actually narrowing our net again, and we're refocusing on those three properties that surround where the highest concentrations are. They do have a potential history of use of TCE, so we're requiring them to do more in-depth investigation to really understand where it is and where it's coming from.
Okay, and so I guess we'll see what we see as far as what we're able to establish in terms mm-hmm. of responsible parties.
The work plans are due February 6th. There's been some extension requests. They were originally due January 16th, and then there was some extension requests. They're looking for old insurance policies to help them pay for this type of investigation, and we thought that was fair because these are not wealthy businesses, and we're trying to get them to work cooperatively together. They both retained attorneys, so things slowed down a little bit. So they're supposed to submit work plans to us February 6th. We'll turn them around real quick to get the field work done as quickly as possible so we can have more answers as to where the TCE is.
But at this point, we're getting at least a reasonable level of cooperation from those businesses in the investigation.
Yeah, so far.
Thank you.
So my quick, you know, input is that last year, first quarter, when we discovered the problem, you know, you organized a very successful community outreach, which was held in our main conference room of a community. And although the topic could have degenerated into some, you know, very harsh and comments and infights, it was very, very cordial. So I would suggest that once, you know, you go through the next step of results to perhaps, again, have a community-based outreach beyond, you know, reaching out via emails, because I think that was exemplary on how well, you know, it was received by the community. Well,
first of all, thank you. That was a real team effort. We did a lot of work, and when I say team, I mean we had other staff helping us work through difficult issues in mock settings, you know, asking difficult questions and challenging us and putting us in hard positions. We wanted to be well prepared going into that session. And I know Taya already has that on her radar with respect to the request for a subsequent public meeting. I know she's already on that. We have talked about it, and that's in the plan.
Excellent. Thank you.
I wanted to add, there is still plenty of communication when we talk to the well owners via phone. And the reason I think the community meeting was successful is because we did a lot of door-to-door canvassing, explaining, so that also helped.
It's the personal touch. It's you know, compassion and stuff like that, you know, and we could pull down some of that angst by going out into the community and talking to them early before we get to a large public meeting setting. That was what was the thinking that was behind that approach.
Well, it gets back to WQCC outreach to your constituents, you know, and the value of putting that extra effort. So thank you for that. Okay, so do we have at this time any other question for our executive officer or staff? I look at my left, I look at my right. So this basically closes our meeting today. So officially adjourn our January 27, 2017 Regional Water Quality Control Board meeting, and it is 2:15 p.m. So thank you very much. We'll see you in a couple of months.